in the name of Allah, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَخَشِينَ. I praise Him and I testify that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is His true slave and messenger. May Allah salah and salam be upon the Prophet, his pure family, and the noble companions, and those who follow in pursuit until the day of resurrection. We continue inshallah the explanation of Surah Al-Mutaffifin, and this will be inshallah the last part. And I wish that Brother Hashim or Brother Ayman can assist with the text inshallah, so that we move ahead with the as scheduled. So we are in Surah Al-Mutaffifin. We're going to begin talking about verse 29. And as I said earlier, this is still based upon the tafsir of our Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen, may Allah's mercy be upon him, and also with the additions perhaps that we found useful from the tafsir of Sheikh Abdul Rahman ibn Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala. So, but the basis is the tafsir of part 30 by Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullahu ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ. Can we have the verse, inshallah, verse 29, Surah Al-Mutaffifin, which is chapter 83. Until someone, inshallah, may assist, I will go ahead and give the translation of the meaning. Okay, alhamdulillah. Verily, jazakallah khair, brother Hashim. Verily, during the worldly life, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا, those who committed crimes used to laugh at those who believed. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا, those who committed, and the crimes they committed are acts of disobedience and acts of opposition to the revelation or to the legislation. And كانوا, meaning as was put here between parentheses, meaning in this life. And they used to mock at and laugh at the believers, belittling them. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا, in the next verse, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. Verse 30, please. And whenever they passed by them, they used to wink one to another, meaning in mockery. So we have learned a very fundamental aspect in tafsir, which came across, which we talked about earlier, and that is, if a verse may have two meanings, and these two meanings are not in opposition at all, then in this case the verse could be taken to mean both meanings. And this is a very fundamental aspect in tafsir and a very important foundation. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Happy. And why? Because this will be more general. It will encompass both meanings. So therefore, in this case, the Shaykh rahimahullah said, if the criminals and those who commit these crimes and sins, if they pass by the believers, whenever they pass by them, while sitting, meaning the believers, they will make mocking of them. And the other way around, if the believers would pass by those disobedient people of sin and disobedient acts while they were sitting, also they will mock at them. And in this case, the meaning will comprise both sides, meaning the believers towards those disobedient and people of crime, and the other way around, those disobedient vis-a-vis the believers. And when they return, the next verse please, and whenever they pass, and when they return to their own people, وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ. And when they return to their own people, they would return in jesting or jesting. Meaning when people, those which we talked about, the those who committed crimes, when they return to their people, they return in a state of jesting. Why? Because they think they had achieved something in terms of their action against the believers. So they make fun of them, they make mockery at them, and so forth. And why they become unjusting? Because they think that they have succeeded in their strive against the believers. They will feel as if they have achieved a certain success by doing this. But in fact, the matter, as the Shaykh rahimahullah mentioned, it's just the opposite. It's just the opposite. Meaning that they are the losers. They are the real losers. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَإِذَا, the next verse, وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ. Verse 32, please. And when they saw them, they said, verily, these have indeed gone astray. Meaning when those people who commit the crimes and make fun of the believers, when they see the believers, they say that the believers are indeed had gone astray, they are lost. And not only that they are reactionary, متأخرون ومتزمتون, hard headed and so forth, from such giving them such nicknames. In fact, in our times, the Shaykh, we have the same type of people. This occurred in the past, and they are also in our times. When they speak about the people of good, they tell them, they say about them, they mock them, and they say that they are reactionary and retarded and so forth. And they speak about the believer who is on upright path, he is an extremist. You know, above all, if they are talking about the believers, they have also addressed the prophets in a similar manner. In fact, they spoke about the prophets and the messengers by saying that they are magicians, or they named them majaneen, crazy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this respect in Surah Al-Dhariyat, which is chapter 51, verse 52, كَذَلِكَ مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونَ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونَ. Chapter 51, verse 52. Likewise, no messenger came to those before them, but they said, a sorcerer or a madman. And therefore the inheritors of the messengers from the people of knowledge, they also will receive such mockering. They will receive such mockering as the messengers received it before them. From this as well, the Shaykh rahimahullah stressed, is the labeling by the people of innovation, labeling the believers who are on the true creed regarding the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They call them the innovators, they call them because they affirm to Allah what Allah has affirmed for Himself from the great and most beautiful names and attributes and most perfect. Because of their affirmation, they have been nicknamed as Mushabbiha. As Mushabbiha, Arthur, and the like of the nicknames. Why? In order what? To turn the people away from the true path. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ. In the next verse, verse 33, please. Verse 33. But they, meaning the disbelievers, the sinners, those people of the who committed such crimes and sins, have not been sent as watchers over them, or meaning over the believers. Allah did not send them as watchers over them, watching them and making judgment on them and so forth. The judgment belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next verse, which is verse 34, فاليوم الذين آمنوا من الكفار يضحكون. But this day, referring to the day of resurrection, the opposite will occur. Those who believe will laugh at the disbelievers. So the laughing of the disbelievers and the sinners at the believers in this life, the consequences of that will turn to be sadness, misery, and crying. And this will be the opposite, therefore, opposite to the state of the believers on the day of resurrection, where the believers will be the ones who will laugh at the disbelievers. Allah describes the believers to be عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ, meaning on high thrones, looking at all things. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. Verse 35, please. Yes, on high thrones, looking at all things. And from this ayah, Ahlul Sunnah derived and affirmed that they took this ayah as evidence that the believers will also see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of resurrection. So they will look at all things, including the reward also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had reserved for them on that day. And they will look at those who mock them in this life. They will see them in the state of punishment, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah As-Saffat, chapter 37, verses 51 to 54. قال قائل منهم إني كان لي قرين يقول أئنك لمن المصدقين أئذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعظاما أئنا لمدينون قال هل أنتم مطلعون. Surah 37, verses 51 and 54. 36, I'm sorry, it's 37. Okay. You got it? طيب. Verses 51. قال قائل منهم إني كان لي قرين يقول أئنك لمن المصدقين أئذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعظاما أئنا لمدينون قال هل أنتم مطلعون. A speaker of them will say, verily I had a companion in the world who used to say, are you among those who believe in resurrection after death? That when we die and become dust and bones, shall we indeed be raised up to receive reward or punishment? And the man said, will you look down? فَاطَّلَعَ فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ. So he looked down and saw him in the midst of the fire. قَالَتَ اللَّهِ إِن كِدْتَ لَتُرْدِينَ. He said, by Allah, you have nearly ruined me. So he found him in the midst of the fire of hell. So this person used to deny the resurrection in this life. So the believers will see them being punished in the hereafter, while the believers themselves in a state of bliss in the paradise in Al-Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his bounty. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ ما كانوا يفعلون. هل ثوب الكفار ما كانوا يفعلون. هل here in the Arabic, the next verse, that will be verse 36 of the original surah that we are talking about. هل ثوب الكفار ما كانوا يفعلون. Aren't the disbelievers paid fully for what they used to do? Hell, here the term hell, okay, this is the, okay, Allah informs about the true believers, are we then not to die anymore? I'm talking about the same surah, Brother Hashim, Surah Al-Mutaffifin, that will be verse number 36. Hell, Allah states, hell thuwiba. Hell here, the Shaykh rahimahullah said, is للتقرير, meaning for a decision. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made the decision that the kuffar, the disbelievers, will be paid fully for what they used to do, for what they used to do in this life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, the One free of all imperfection, is most just and most wise. His decree, Allah's decree, alternates between justice and favor. Alternates, this is very important. The decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alternates between justice and favor. With respect to the kafirs, the disbelievers, His decree is just. And therefore we say all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with respect to the believers, His decree is fadl, is a favor from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this concludes the tafsir, the explanation of this surah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And may Allah's reward and blessings be on our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen and all the noble scholars of Islam. Walhamdulillah. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wa barakallahu fikum.